Welcome, everyone, to the XSF Podcast. I'm your host, Devonte Erlinson, and this is the place for skateboarders, extreme sports athletes, and anyone looking to learn how to perform and feel their best can do so. Without further ado, let's get to today's episode. All right, episode 16 of the XSF Podcast. Let's get right to it. It's the new year, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. Obviously, this will not be coming out until Monday. That will be... what day is Monday, actually? It's the 4th. So it'll be coming out on the 4th. My apologies about that. Turn my phone down. Yes, so this episode will be coming out on the 4th. Happy New Year to you all. What are we talking about today? Well, after we get through, you know, what I've been doing in my skating, my training, and then my Instagram pick of the week, the skater that I chose. The clip today is insane. We'll get to it in a little bit. But today, we are going to be talking about three tips from me for you all to make sure that your success in the new year is going to be there. So a lot of people, they have their New Year resolutions. That's great. That's fantastic. I love it. That's good. It for a lot of people, that does get them going, right? You know, have you heard before, like, motion creates motion? Like, when you get moving, you get moving. The more you start doing stuff. So New Year's resolutions, I have nothing against them. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of people go in and they just go balls to the wall. There's no plan. There's no structure. They don't really have, they just have their goal in mind, right? They want to lose that 50 pounds and they just go for it. They're on the treadmill all the time. They're cutting their calories way down, all this other stuff. Or, like, let's say for us skateboarders, right? We're going to the new year. Maybe like our new year resolution is to get a certain amount of clips. Like we want to get this many clips for this video and we want it by this time. Like, that's our New Year resolutions to ourselves. Well, what happens is then we go balls to the wall with trying to get clips and we're not taking care of our bodies on the off times, which is fine. You can go balls to the wall and skate, get your clips. Don't get me wrong. I know some people make their check doing that. That's awesome. But, you know, if you're not taking care of your body and having that plan in the same sense, then, well, you're not going to be able to get your clips if you get injured and can't get back on that board. So, you know, there's some things to it. So let's get to the episode. I'm going to take a drink of my nice ginger lemon tea real quick. You know what? It's crazy because I was drinking so much caffeine, so much. Like, from when I joined the Army, like after basic, because we couldn't have caffeine in basic and stuff, you were just learn to run on you and that's it. But afterwards I got into like a lot of energy drinks, like Bang and all that other stuff, right? I was just going hard on it just because it kept me awake, especially when we're in the field for 48 hours plus with no sleep, or shift work where you're sleeping for maybe a couple hours then getting up, being up for multiple and so on and so forth. And that led into me and my wife having our first son, Arlo. And then that led into more caffeine because, you know, having a baby and all that was different, and being in the Army. So it was like, hey, caffeine's my friend. Kind of lent off of it a little bit and then got back on it pretty heavy once our second son was born. Like, so usually I would have maybe a cup every now and again. I would use it kind of like as a pre-workout too. So I would do that if I really didn't feel like taking an actual pre-workout. And when I take pre-workout, I actually take like non-stimulant ones. So I take one that doesn't have caffeine in it anyways. It's more based off of like the creatine, the L-carnitine, all that other stuff. So I liked coffee just to use it for that, to give me the energy. But then all of a sudden, I got back into it, using it a lot. And now I'm transitioning out of it. Little rant real quick because I took a drink of my tea, but I actually have tea now that has no caffeine, and it's been a little rough. It's like the first week without it, and it's like it's not that bad. I mean, if you drink a lot of caffeine, you know what it's like to try to go without it. It's not the best time at first, but, you know, it starts to feel really good once you get off of it, honestly. And then you start to realize the benefits of it and how much it actually can change your state when it's not just getting you to your baseline. It's getting you above that. You know, you get desensitized to things as you do them over time. And that's why, you know, you got to just kind of cycle off of things, you know, on and off. You know, it shouldn't be on things for extended periods of time for anything. But yeah, that was a little rant real quick. So my training, my skating, how has it been? And what have I been doing? Well, skating's been, it's been fun. More recently, like I was saying beforehand, I was doing a lot more transition skating, skating the bull, stuff like that. But now I've been actually just working on getting the tricks I'm comfortable in on different obstacles. So I'll do, like, let's say a fakie board slide, like popping fakie over the rail to board slide on a flat bar, like a bump to rail. And then I'll be like, okay, well, let's try to take this to like an actual flat bar. And then from there, maybe like a small down rail, like the mellow rail, if you've ever skated third. And then just kind of branching off of that, trying to think of when the season changes and we get out of winter and we get back into street skating. I know me and the boys at Monte Coso, my board sponsor, we're all trying to drop a video by the end of 2021. So that's my goal, is to really just get the tricks that I know I got on certain things and branch that out. So then I can think more like, okay, this obstacle might be more like something else in the street, and kind of opens up my doors. And also I've been looking at more of just like flat ground skating, like linking my lines together, I guess, like finding tricks that I can land consistently on flat ground that aren't like the same thing over and over. Because I feel like sometimes like we get so comfortable with the trick and it's just like, oh, I'm just gonna do a tray flip here. Oh yeah, I'll do a tray flip here. It's like, well, I gotta think of like different things to do. So even just like a fakie front shove, like making that feel good, or a switch pop shove it, or just like a switch heel flip, switch kick flip, whatever the case may be, just like figuring out these different tricks on flat ground that I can use to link my lines together. That's kind of what I've been doing with a mix of the bowl skating and transition skating. So like for me too, I've been using that actually for like tempo training. So what I've been doing is actually skating in the bowl, cruising around the bowl, just pumping, 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 pumping in that figure eight fashion, doing that for 45 seconds. And then I hop out, I rest for 15, and then I start doing some core stability work, and or I'll mix in like some push-ups or some dips, some bench dips, or, you know, something like a static handstand for 45 seconds. I do something of that sort for 45 seconds, and then I rest for another 15. And then I make sure the next time I drop in, I go switch. And then I pump switch around the bowl and figure eight for 45 seconds, rest for 15, repeat, repeat, repeat. And I do that in that tempo fashion for 20 minutes right now. I do want to get it to a point where I'm doing it for 40, because I got really deconditioned. Like, I just didn't focus on conditioning at all. For a while, I was just lifting weights, getting more comfortable under the barbell. And then I started branching out my training into the mobility side of things more, figuring out how to really challenge the body in certain positions and also load that in order to challenge the tissue and build that stability as well. And then I just focused on skating, right? Like, that was my conditioning and it was enough, but I want to really change that. Like, I've been noticing myself get gassed out way too easy, at least for my liking, when it comes to my sessions. And I don't like that. There's times where that's irritating, especially when I skate by myself most often, like in the mornings, because my gym's in a skate park. And we're not open till 12, and, you know, none of my skate homies like to wake up to come sesh with me. So, yeah, all you listening, I'm playing. But, yeah, so when I'm skating by myself, like, I'm always just skating more often because there's no one in the park. I don't have to wait for anybody. I'm just go. And I really want to build my capacity to be able to stay consistent in that fatigue state. So I don't know. That's just kind of like my training and my skating combined into one little nutshell. So there you go. Off that into my Instagram pick of the week is going to be, God, I feel like I need to call it something else too, because it's like, I don't know what else to call it. I know if you're a skater, you're out there, you probably listen to like the Nine Club and stuff. And like, I know LD has his LD pick of the week. But it's like literally what I do. I just go on Instagram and I look at like the hashtags for skating and I find just like a crazy clip that I jive with and I pick that, and it's each week and it's on Instagram. So my Instagram pick of the week is from, okay, so his name is Liam Pace. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. He rides from Foundation, Monster, Independent, Vans. So go check him out. His Instagram name is Liam Pace. No space and then underscore after. So Liam Pace underscore. His most recent clip is absolutely bonanzas. It's insane. So he is at what looks like a really, really amazing plaza, and he's going over a bunch of pump ramps. So the waves, and then it has the launch ramp on the end, right? Most people, I think, would try to just ollie off of that, land on the flat ground. He decides to boost the ollie. That has to be, gosh, I don't even know. I'm trying to see how far that is. It has to be, like a 20-foot gap. That's big. And he just launches too. If you watch, he's higher than the fence line the whole time, like until he starts going back into the ramp. Go check this clip out. Like I said, Liam Pace underscore is his name on Instagram. That was crazy. Like, I have mad respect for, one, just fast skating. I love, like, even when somebody lands a trick and, like, you can tell, like, they're in San Francisco and they just, like, all of a sudden are bombing down the craziest hills. Oh, I love that. It's just, you're just cruising. And it takes a lot of board control to just not beef. And then this dude takes that speed and then decides to boost a ginormous ollie. He actually kind of tweaks it a little bit, too. You can see he tweaks it backside. Yeah, that's tight. I didn't even notice that at first. Yeah, he like dips it he dips it down just a little bit. That's tight. Wow. And the mountains are in the background too. That's another reason, like, I think this clip, like, the first camera angle is tight and they go to a second one and you can just see the background. It's just like, oh, I don't know, this is cool. I like it. Good stuff man. That was a big ollie, and that was the Instagram pick of the week. I mean, good stuff, for real. That was, watch it one more time. Oh my gosh. Boom. All right. That was tight. Good stuff, man. Go check him out. Liam Pace underscore on Instagram. So now, without a further ado, let's get to the topic of today's episode. Like I was saying, that is going to be, I'm just going to give you guys three tips that I myself am going to use and have used and have had clients use, and it's just some little tips that really will help you make sure you're thinking about this all the right way when it comes to the new year and what you want to accomplish. So let's get to it. So my first tip, and these aren't in any specific order. These are just going to be like off of what I think is relevant. So, and I'll give you guys context too. So if it's like skateboarding or just like life in general or whatever it may be. So for me, The first tip I'm going to give you is to make sure that you are setting goals for yourself that are attainable, right? So this is going to be the first tip. It comes down to just having smart goals and thinking about, okay, what can I accomplish? So you can have your big goal. Do not get me wrong. You can have your big goal of getting all those clips. You could have that goal of losing all that weight, you know, whatever it may be. Now, along the way, you need to make sure that you have those smart goals, like those goals that you can check off and that you see happening. It's something that's tangible that you can see that you're making that progress, because I feel like a lot of people, and I've seen it happen time and time again, they give themselves this goal and they're just going after it and they get very discouraged, very demotivated through it all when they're not tracking the wins along the way, right? Because, you know, you could set your goal of getting all those clips, right? And that's great. Well, now, what should another goal be that will help you get those clips and to keep you on track throughout the year? Well, you could tell yourself, like for me, right? If I have the goal of getting a bunch of clips, okay, so what do I need to do each day to make sure that that happens? Okay, well, now I'm thinking, well, I probably should make sure that, you know, I'm optimizing my sleep most of the time. I know as skaters, we like to party. It is what it is. Live your life. But, you know, most of the time, trying to optimize my sleep. I'm not going to say optimize. Trying to get the best sleep that I can. And from there, then I'd be like, okay, that's one goal. Start checking that one off. Once I start getting that solid 8 hours of sleep, I'm feeling rested. I'm waking up, not feeling groggy, not crazy, like sore, feeling very immobile when I wake up. And then from there, I'd set another goal for myself. Okay, if I'm not training yet, to make sure that I'm staying healthy, you know, working on my stability, mobility, and strength, to make sure that I can skate and stay on the board and perform my best, then I'm going to start training 2 days a week. Boom. That's another goal. You start doing that goal, clicking that off, getting that done. While at the same time, you're still skating, practicing your skill of skating, of course. But this is stuff that you know now. Okay, this is helping me get to the big picture. Now, for somebody who wants to lose weight, right? This is, you know, both things too. You got to think like losing weight or getting those clips, however you look at it. Like when you want to start making a change to accomplish these goals, it's going to be more psychological at first to me than it is going to be physiological. So the mental strain it takes to lose 50 pounds or the mental capacity. So like, cause you got to think you're not only trying to lose 50 pounds. Well, how are you going to lose that 50 pounds? You have to think you have to change your entire life and skateboarding, right? You're trying to get those clips. Like maybe you party all the time. Maybe you drink all the time. Maybe, you know, all these things are happening and you're not able to perform your best. That's going to take you to change your life habits. And that's psychological. That's going to take something in your mind that you have to work through. And that's why I like those small goals. Those small goals keep you in check. And you're like, okay, boom, 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 boom. Let's keep going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. And also, it gives you something to get excited about too. You know, like I talk about changing things up. So your body adapts to things pretty damn quickly. And that's why I like to be in things for about 4, maybe 6 to 8 weeks. But that's a little long. Most of the time, 4 to 6. Of course, a training block itself could be up to 12. You know, there's a bunch more. So we could go into that. But what I'm talking about more is the fact of just having the situations where you can actually push that adaptation to occur. So whether it is losing weight or getting more stable and mobile, your body, as you do things, that's going to get used to them. So let's say you've been doing the same mobility exercises for a while now. It's been 4 weeks. You're feeling good. You're doing the same stuff. But then all of a sudden you start realizing like it's not, doesn't feel like it's doing the same thing. That it didn't to give you that really, really good, like you felt better than before. You're just like, okay, cool. That felt good. That's your body. Like, okay, we need to push this a little bit farther now. Like, how can you change those movements to challenge that range of motion even more? Like, can you go deeper into the range of motion even itself? Things of that sort. And then, like, for me, having that variety, it just makes it fun, right? When you're doing the same thing, it gets stagnant. No one wants to do that. You don't want to do that for a long time. You want to be able to have different things to focus on. Of course, like, have your foundation. Do not get me wrong. But, you know, have some goals and look at training a little bit differently and how you can break that training up to look at things that you can continuously accomplish toward that main goal. That would be my first thing. So set those SMART goals, get those goals going, you know, sit down with yourself, write them down, figure it out. That's the first step, right? Now, and today is going to be little interjection real quick. Today is going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. I actually did go pick up a part-time job at FedEx doing some like package handling stuff, moving like 1,000 boxes an hour off of a conveyor belt into trucks. So I'll be moving, which is nice. And, you know, they pay pretty good. So for me, it's like I had to think of stuff different. I was actually listening to a podcast, the Hybrid Performance Podcast. Actually, Hybrid Unlimited. God, I just butchered that. I'm so sorry. That is not correct. Hybrid Unlimited Podcast. So I was listening to them, Steffi and Hayden, and Steffi was talking about, you know, people having a plan, and being smart. So it's like, I was thinking of it too. So when this coronavirus stuff happened, right, I got paid for being in school, at first, and then I was working at the gym at Hamline University and things were different. And then this all came along, as I told you all, that's when I started Extreme Strength and Fitness. Well, for me, that was awesome, but I was going into it with no savings, like, at all, and then also I was going into it with switching up a clientele basis, right? So I was getting out of like the hockey and football and basketball world and going into skateboarding, and that changed everything. So that was a lot different, and that opposed its own challenges, which is fine. I mean, that's part of growing a business, right? I'm still in the first year of business growth, and I knew for myself having a family, right? So if I was a single man on my own, things would be different, but they're not. And I'm glad they're not, because I love my family. I love my kids. And that's the reason why I decided to go get a little part-time job real quick. Great people there too. I mean, they're cool. It's awesome. I actually have to go back there today at 10:30. It's 8:41 right now. So like I was saying, I picked it up just to make sure that I could have bills paid, and then stuff from the business could be focused solely on the business. You see, grow the business, start supplementing that income for the income for my job, you know, be smart about it, you know, have more of a plan for my family's sake. So shout out to you guys at Hybrid Unlimited, Steffi and Hayden. I appreciate it. I definitely took something from that, and now I'm feeling more comfortable. So back to what I was talking about. So the first tip, set those SMART goals. Second tip is going to have to be, if you haven't already, get yourself a coach. And this isn't me trying to like sell myself or anything like that. It's just more the fact that it does help for myself. I've seen it for others. Like, I got a coach, you know, all my clients, they have me as a coach, and I've seen it in other people, in different things too, right? So whether it's skateboarding, losing weight, sports performance, just whatever it may be, you can do it on your own. I'm not saying that you can't, but when it comes to not only feeling comfortable, not comfortable, if not only feeling like you have the right plan in place and not racking your brain around like, oh, is this the right thing? You know, always having that second opinion or somebody kind of there to help lead you along the way, that knows more than you, right? You got to think like, we don't know everything. I don't know everything. The person next to me doesn't know everything, you know, like it's just how it is. So if I don't know everything, but I want to be better at something, what do? I find somebody who knows more than me and I have them coach me. It's that simple. So that would be my second tip, honestly. Like if you, especially like for skateboarding, right? If you are focused on whether you want to, however you want to do your fitness, right? However you want to do it. If you want to do your yoga or you want to do your mobility, I wouldn't run. If you want to run, I guess you can, but I don't know. I would not. Skateboarding already just demands, or puts so much demand on the joints, and running, I don't know. I wouldn't do that, but you know, to each his own. But if you, whatever you want to do, I would go find a coach in that, you know, just to be more proficient. And also not only that, but just to know you are checking off all the right boxes, and you know, it just it helps. It really does help a lot. So that's my second tip. Get yourself a coach. Third tip, you know, to make sure that your goals are achieved this year. And this is going to sound, I don't know, when I say this, it makes a lot of sense to me. So I really hope it makes a lot of sense to you all. But, you know, it's just don't take shit so fucking seriously. Like, it, and that's like more so for, okay, so for me, I look at stuff and I'm like, okay, you know, I've seen people talk about it before. I think it was the homie Lee on Instagram. He brought it to my attention. I've seen it before, but I haven't seen it in a long time, where it was like, if it doesn't matter in 5 years, it won't matter in 5 minutes. So what the fuck? Like, why would we stress so hard and get so insanely serious about things that really have no relevance to our future? And how, not, because you gotta think, like, yes, I mean, there's different ways to look at it, because some people look at it like every event leads to everything, and it's like, yes, but like, what's worth stressing over though? Like, if it's not gonna benefit you and be something that you can see in your life in the long term, just deal with that shit for now, and don't stress too hard over it. Don't be too serious about it, right? So, you know, and that, the reason why I'm saying that is because hiccups do come along. You know, bumps will come in the road. You will fall off your bike. Like, I don't know how many analogies I can use, but it will happen along the way when you're trying to achieve things, especially in fitness. If you have not been doing things, if you've not found the right way to train so you feel better, or you can start losing that weight, or you can skate your best, whatever it may be, you know, if you have not found that way, you're going to keep hitting bumps. And once you do find the way, you find your stride, you still hit bumps. It happens. And you need to be just prepared for that and not being so serious. Like, because I feel like when people are very, very, very serious about things and those hiccups do come along and they present themselves, they beat themselves up about it. And that's, we don't need that. What we need to, I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. My apologies. I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should be beating ourselves up, getting so serious about it. You know, just looking at it as a learning opportunity, you know, something of that sort. Whatever presents itself, you know, if you're going to be serious about stuff that is going to be relevant to you in the future and will benefit your life. Like for me, if I'm serious about anything, it's my family, and my business. So, you know, that's me. And really figure out for yourself what is worth being serious about. So that's going to really wrap it up for today. I know these episodes have been shorter. I actually am trying to get some people on the podcast. I have some things in the works. So very, very excited for that. This new year is going to be amazing. Happy 2021, XSF family. I can't believe it's already the end of 2020. And I'm hyped. I'm hyped to get after it with you all this year. I'm so excited for you all to see some of the stuff that I have coming out, that me and Third Lair have in the works. And I'm excited to see what you all do for yourselves. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the XSF Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Fuego Productions. If you guys are in the market for a producer, make sure you check my man out. You can find him on Instagram at @Fuego_. And if you guys want to be part of a community that is always giving back to the skateboarding community, make sure you go check out Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop. Amazing family. And if you go on boards that are going to withstand the demands of street skating, vert skating, park skating, make sure you check out Monte Coso Skateboards. And on top of that, if you want clothing that will withstand the demands of extreme sports, make sure you check out Airtime Clothing. And you can find all this info over at my Instagram at extreme.sf, as well as the Linktree. If you click on my Linktree, you will get a bunch of access to free content. You can join the mailing list. You can download my free 8-week program. You can join my Facebook group, as well as make sure, if you're not already, following the podcast. And again, thank you for listening to today's episode of the XSF Podcast.